You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the top news of the week. India's biggest ever auction of spectrum that carries telephone and internet data signals began on July 26th with a total of 72 gigahertz of 5G airwaves worth ₹4.3 lakh crore on offer. Billionaire Mukesh Ambani's Reliance Jio, Sunil Mittal-led Bharti Airtel, Vodafone Idea and a unit of billionaire Gautam Adani's flagship Adani Enterprises are in the race to bid for 5G spectrum that offers ultra-high speeds, lag-free connectivity and can enable billions of connected devices to share data in real time. In addition to powering ultra-low latency connections which allow downloading full-length high-quality video or movie to a mobile device in a matter of seconds, fifth generation of 5G would enable solutions such as e-health, connected vehicles, more immersive augmented reality and metaverse experiences, life-saving use cases and advanced mobile cloud gaming, among others. Meanwhile, a non-bank lender backed by Gautam Adani, Asia's richest person, is planning to raise at least ₹1,500 crore in an initial public offering in Mumbai that could take place as early as 2024, a Bloomberg report says. Adani Capital's first-time share sale will offer about a 10% stake in the shadow bank and target a valuation of around $2 billion, Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer Gaurav Gupta said. If you are listed, then your ability to raise incremental capital is higher, Gupta said in an interview in Mumbai, where the lender to farmers and small and medium-sized businesses is based. A small player in the country's finance sector, despite sharing a chairman with one of India's biggest conglomerates, Adani Capital is looking to capture more of the market for loans from ₹30,000 to ₹30 lakh using technology. In another development, the government has no plans to impose any hard set of regulations on big tech players like Google, Apple, Amazon and Microsoft. Senior officials told FE that only competition-related issues, whenever they emerge, will be looked at by the government because it does not want to stifle innovation by getting into micro-issues like algorithms, which are key to the development of ecosystem by technology players. The government approach would be to look into anti-competitive practices on a case-by-case basis rather than draft and omnibus legislation aimed at regulation. Last week, representatives of domestic tech startups like Flipkart, Paytm, among others, had met BJP MP Jayant Sinha and highlighted the anti-competitive practices by the big tech firms. Moving on, a SEBI panel this week cautioned the public against dealing in the properties of PACL Group and its subsidiaries, saying no one has been authorized to sell the properties. PACL, also known as Pearl Group, had raised money from the public in the name of agriculture and real estate businesses. According to SEBI, PACL collected more than ₹60,000 crore through illegal collective investment schemes over a period of 18 years. A committee headed by former Chief Justice of India, R.M. Lodha, has already initiated the process of refund in phases. The panel was set by SEBI in 2016 following a Supreme Court order. The fresh advisory came after the committee noticed that an authority letter purportedly issued on behalf of nodal officer, cum secretary of the committee, authorizing one Harvinder Singh Bhangu to sell the properties of PSEL in Karnataka, is in circulation. In another development, a new draft bill on the development of Enterprise and Services Hub, which will replace the Special Economic Zone Act, proposes a concessional corporate tax rate for units, a revamped indirect tax regime, a dispute settlement mechanism, easier exit, and an array of non-fiscal incentives to draw investors into these customs-bonded zones. It also proposes to allow units in such hubs to sell goods in the domestic tariff area by paying basic customs duty on just inputs instead of the extant stipulation of having to pay it on the more expensive finished products. However, it is silent on allowing units to sell in the domestic market by paying a proposed nominal equalization levy. And at last, let's move on to the economy sector. Amid a spike in the country's debt level in the wake of the pandemic, the finance ministry this week asserted that the risk profile of the loans stands out as safe and prudent on the basis of globally accepted parameters for debt sustainability. Total liabilities of the general government spiked to 86.3% of the country's nominal GDP in the pandemic year of FY21 from 73.4% in the previous fiscal. This is because the COVID outbreak hugely disrupted projections of the government finances, while the denominator contracted, the finance ministry told Parliament. In the last fiscal, however, such liabilities accounted for 82.6% as the GDP expanded and government finances saw relative improvement. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.